Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Carol Velardo, the maven of tax issues, right here on Nevada Newsmakers. And on the Power Pundit panel today, Chuck Muth, Warren Hardy, and Larry Mathias. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome to the program Carol Velardo. She's the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. Pleasure to have you back on the program here.
Thank you.
So let's talk initially about the teachers' margins tax. Mm-hmm. Ruben Murillo was on the program a couple of weeks ago. He wasn't quite sure if it was $800 million a year or $800 million over the biennium. Their website says it's $800 million a year. What in the world are we going to do putting in an additional $1.6 billion into education?
Well, first, we don't know the number. You're absolutely right. I have stories that say $400 million a year, stories that say $800 million a year, but there is no non-supplant language in that initiative.
Explain what that means.
Okay. It means that you could not reduce the current level of spending and put the new revenue on. You'll get the new revenue into the distributive school account, but that can be used to replace what the state would put in. So there's no guarantee, well, whether it's $800 million over a biennium or $1.6 billion over the biennium, that that money is going to education, any part of it. There are a lot of other unmet needs. The interesting thing is it's called the Education Initiative, and there's only two places that you can say it's the Education Initiative. The title says that. And the deposit into the DSA, but without the language that you have to hold the current formula and funding whole, all bets are off.
Well, and would there ever be a time when legislators would look at a big pot of money like that and not decide that they were going to do other things with it. I mean, isn't that why we've had relative peace at the last couple of sessions, because there was no money? The war begins when you have money.
Yeah, because if you take a look at it, you've got legislators who believe that much more money is needed for mental health, much more money is needed in the prison system, including rehabilitation programs. You have Medicaid, which, without anybody wanting more money for it, is going to need more money because of Obamacare. And you now have a whole host of people who were not eligible before that will be going into Medicare. That's going to be one of our fastest rising expenses. How do you cover it?
And your thought on that?
You know, the interesting thing about that is I don't think anybody is not aware that we have to have younger people sign up to take care of people like me, who might get sick and, you know, need this service. You want to spread that pool of money between very healthy and those who might be very sick. The problem that I personally see is the fact that when you look at the young people you want to sign up, we've extended to age 26.
Right.
The people that can be covered, and in addition to that, with so many young people coming out and you're in entry-level jobs, particularly in an economy like this, they may qualify for subsidized care. Or they'll qualify to be on the Medicaid plan.
Well, it's almost guaranteed, and, isn't it, because of the service economy that we have?
I would think so. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, but it's going to cost us money. That's the bottom line.
And do you think that we're going to get to a time in Nevada where people are going to get away from this no new taxes thought and actually start thinking of putting money towards things? Or does it have to be specific taxes, for example, you know, a tax for roads that are going to be build and refurbish roads rather than just a general tax?
Let me bifurcate that, okay?
Mainly as only you can.
Right. Mainly because when you look at roads, the history of the state, when you start at the state level and those matching funds, the Constitution requires a highway trust fund. And that's why you have the dedicated revenue sources. Because of the way money is shared, allocated, distributed, you've had that happen at a local level where the general property tax really hasn't been used since the tax shift after the 1981 period. It's been special levies to take care of local. So that's the one issue. Where you are right now in a frustration is that I think a lot of people, forgetting the economy, if the economy was stable or even on the upswing, which it slightly is right now and hope it stays that way, but they're frustrated with the way money is spent. I see that from the calls I get. Do we need to do something with taxes? You better believe we do. First of all, the tax structure as it exists today may be fine on its face when you name the tax. The problem with it is the way the taxes work that we're talking about, sales tax, okay? You're not going to get rid of sales tax, but we have got to fix what has happened with sales tax. And part of that problem is the internet sales. Part of that problem is that the economy has changed, and the sales tax has not changed with the economy. We're probably one of about 30 states right now where a dialogue has started last session about taxing services. People get absolutely hysterical. And obviously, if you're going to do it for political palatability, you're going to have to reduce some tax rates. You look at the live entertainment tax. That's a tax that, with the exemptions that have been put in there and that bifurcated administration between gaming and Department of Tax, has turned out to be absolutely ridiculous, to say nothing of the split rates. And when you charge for food, merchandise, and beverage, and when you don't, it's a nightmare, both from the administrative side and compliance.
All right, let's take a break. More with Carol Velardo when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carol Velardo. She's the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. So, an interesting thing raised its head a couple of weeks ago, which is the property tax rolls and how the cities and the county in Southern Nevada are saying these caps are not working. We need to change things. And you were talking about split rolls earlier, which nobody ever challenged the constitutionality of that. But where do you see this going?
Well, not split rolls on the property tax. That was on the live entertainment.
Split rolls on between business and residential.
Yes, I have.
I got Carol Velarde on something. Oh, my God. Let me write that down.
At any rate, the problem is not as much that you have 3 and 8. It's the formula behind it. And when the cap was put in, and we've got to be clear because we have multiple caps on property tax, it's properly called the partial abatement of property tax. When that cap was put in, there was a definite need for it.
And that was because property values was just going
through the roof.
Property
values, absolutely. I mean, we had areas where you had 85 to 95 to 125% increase in value. The problem was we were so used to good times and having those increases that nobody ever took it out far enough to see what would happen with this formula if we nosedived, which we did. And so here's what happens. I can't recapture my value because, unfortunately, and hindsight is always wonderful, the cap on the partial abatement is on the tax bill, not on the value. And so what we've seen happen is where I appeal my property, whether it's residential or it's commercial property, and the boards of equalization agree with the reduction, when the treasurer gets it, she lowers the tax bill because the value's been lowered. Well, come next year, unless my value increases over 15%, so long as it increases under that, when the next tax bill goes out, even though I went up 12% in value, I can't go up more than the 3 or 8% from my prior year.
Okay, so Do you believe that the cities and the county have a valid point then, that there needs to be some kind of change because it'll take them decades to be able to regain the tax base that they had before?
Yeah, we've got to acknowledge the glitch that occurred within this tax. Now, you want to talk about something that's not politically palatable? It is dealing with property tax. There's going to have to be a very creative solution that does not hurt the taxpayer. So I'm thinking probably something that's phased in over a period of time that lets us get to a point where we've got some semblance of a tax rate being applied to a fairly normalized for us value. Nevada is a hybrid state, so when I say fairly normalized, we're not a market value state.
But for the cities and county to get back to even close to where they need to be, it's going to be...
You're looking at probably in a good economy and environment, I'd say 7 to 10 years.
Wow, that's a long time with all the needs that they have. We only have about a minute and a half here. You mentioned prisons. One of the things that's come up a lot lately is the number of nonviolent offenders that are in prison, the rate of incarceration in the country, let alone Nevada, people in jail for things like marijuana. I know it's not a huge amount, but it's still a potential.
Right.
Do we need to take a look at this and say enough? And is there going to be a big fight between those that have a vested interest in the prison system versus those that look at it from an economic standpoint?
My opinion right now is something that I referenced. Where you get the support for reducing those populations, I think you're going to have some front-end area that requires rehabilitation that would be paid for by the court system, by the state, by the local governments. Because you're going to have to say to somebody who feels they were robbed because somebody was on drugs, and they needed the money, that they're not going to go away or have any punishment, is not going to sit very well. So it's going to be more emotional than anything else.
But what we really need to get back to is let the punishment fit the crime. Carol Velardo, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Dollar Loan Center, your trusted name in lending for 15 years, now has two great ways to serve you. Signature and title loans. We lend more for your vehicle and guarantee better rates with no credit checks. Or get a signature loan up to $2,500. No collateral required. Apply in store or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Chuck Muth is here with Citizen Alert, Warren Hardy with the Hardy Group, and Larry Mathias, former head of the Nevada State Medical Association. This story is a week old, but I just haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. The idea of Amazon delivering packages by drone. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Jeff Bezos went on to 60 Minutes and said that within the next 5 years, 4 or 5 years, that unmanned aerial vehicles could deliver packages that weigh up to 5 pounds. That's 86% of the packages Amazon delivers. Is that crazy?
It's a brave new world, isn't it?
That's... God bless America.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, 5 years ago, if you'd have told me I can have a complete conversation across the world on a little box that big, I'd have told you were crazy too, right? Yeah. I think it'll be bigger than drones in 5 years.
I suspect the FAA has something to say about it, but I think it was a brilliant marketing ploy coming up to Cyber Monday and the sales and all of that. It was to talk about the brave new world that you don't have to interact with mere people. You can interact with technology, and through technology, you'll get nirvana.
All right, let's change topics then. We're now in the process of looking for a replacement for the president of UNLV. And, you know, it's interesting. When you look at somebody like Pat Mulroy that spent over 30 years in a career, starting out at the bottom, working their way to the top, I can look at that and say, big salary justified. This woman is a woman of great accomplishment. But we keep fighting over getting presidents for universities, and we pay them big money, but we end up with very limited time with them. What do you think about that?
I don't know what to say. The Neil Sipastras thing really surprised me, that he left so soon. There was such, you know, Carol Hart had been here for so long that he left so soon, combined with all the other education professionals leaving. And it just astounds me that they find greener pastures, considering how much money we're paying them.
Yes, but it's not about money. And I'm going to go back to something I beat the drum when I was in the legislature on. The problem is the way we fund our system of higher education here. You can't, no matter how good you are, no matter how much you're paid, you cannot turn UNLV or UNR into a top quality research university unless you have a complete higher ed system that has a research university, a state college, and a community college. And each of them is mission assignment or mission specific. Right now, our institutions compete for dollars because that's the way we fund them. UNLV and UNR will never be the research universities we want them to be as long as our majority of our baccalaureate degrees are going out of the university, the research university level. We got to have a strong state college system to provide the majority of those baccalaureate degrees, community college system for the vocational stuff, like every other state in the world that has a quality higher education system.
Larry?
I think that among the many American institutions that are undergoing fundamental problems, higher education is right up there near the top. An awful lot of our problems as a nation are because we didn't keep higher education moving to be and maintain itself as the best in the world. It's lost its mission. It's lost its sense of mission. That's, I think, true around the country, and we are paying a price for that already, where the largest group of immigrants in this country are being brought in because they're better trained at the things that our nation needs, and that was not true 20 years ago. It's something that we need to evaluate. We spend a lot of money to get marketers into the senior presidencies and chancellorships of colleges and universities, rather than academics, rather than those who are dedicated to the professions of learning. And it's not surprising that learning has gone.
And that's interesting because the superintendent of Washoe County, he's a CPA. He's not an educator per se.
Yeah, I just to throw it out there, I did see an email somebody's been trying to recruit City Councilman Bob Beers to be the next president, which he's already told me is absolutely out of the question, but I think it'd be an interesting choice. But look, here's the thing.
And also back a CPA.
The drones thing, it's a brave new world. Our university system's going to have to accept this brave new world that college university education is not going to be when my daughter reaches education age what it was when we were growing up. It's so much is going to be online now, and it is insane. Almost, it should be probably criminal what we're saddling our kids with in order to get a college education today. The debt that they have to repay is unsustainable. And we've sold them this bill of goods that all you have to do is go get a college education and you're going to get a great paying job. There are no jobs out there for these folks anymore. We really need what we need is an entrepreneur's university where we teach people how to create their own jobs instead of working for someone else. That would be worth funding.
Warren?
Well, listen, in a minute. I still think it's back to systemic problems in Nevada, and I don't disagree with what Larry said about nationally, but in Nevada, I believe it's a systemic problem with how we fund our higher education system, and it's causing there to be a competition when we really ought to be focusing on the missions for each of the institutions. That's the problem. I think we get folks here, quality people here to run our universities, and they realize they've got an impossible task. And I believe it's because of that. And it's time to systemically look at how we're funding our higher education system.
I want to go with Chuck's idea of an entrepreneurship college. That would be awesome, because the first thing they do is put the college out of business. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hi, I'm Joan Mack, and we're here at Palace Jewelry and Loan, and we've been here for 55 years, and we want to take care of every need that you have for the holiday season.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays!
Ever feel like applying for Social Security disability benefits is a massive waste of time? Your benefits, your time. At David Allen Associates, we know both are precious. So we step in and we do everything in our power to see that you get all the law provides. There's no cost to you until your application is approved. Because we don't get paid until you do, we work to make things happen now. I'm David Allen.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new.
Play dress up with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
We want to floor you.
With carpet, area rugs, laminate, wood, bamboo, and cork.
We're Functional Designs. We floored more customers than any other store in Northern Nevada.
Sorry, big boys, and we've done it for less.
Our low overhead gives us the price advantage that we pass on to you. Check us out today. We're Functional Designs.
Ready to floor you with furniture, too. Amazing selections. We are Functional Designs. Small enough to serve you, big enough to please you. On Glendale, next to the river and GSR.
Service, Volkswagen, Audi, repair. Next time, Automotion, Reno.
Find the perfect gift for everyone in your family from Palace Jewelry and Loan.
From our family to yours.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays!
On our next broadcast, Russell Rowe, the gaming expert, will join us. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.